Lindsay Harmon. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 16, 1908. Dear Brother Lindsay, I am pleased that you are at Paradise Valley. If you will walk humbly with God, the blessing of the Lord will be with you. I trust that your experience will be a help to the workers at Paradise Valley. Great blessing is to be found in faithfully filling the lot and place where the Lord stations us. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked, the determinedly wicked, shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12, verse 10. To live the truth before men will always involve a cross, for Satan is on the field of battle to work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness against the truth. The unwillingness on the part of wrongdoers to put away their evil works will result in the ruin of many souls. But the Lord will reward every faithful worker. Stand in the humility and the strength of Christ. Satan is a mighty foe, and a host of evil angels are working to carry out his devisings. But if you will look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, all the synagogue of Satan can have no power to prevail against you. This last conflict of Satan is to be a decisive one, and only the grace of Christ will give you power to gain the victory. The wisdom of men is foolishness with God. The wisdom of God must be your strength. I hope to meet you when we come to the camp meeting in Southern California. I say again, I am glad that you are in connection with the work of God at Paradise Valley. Be of good courage in the Lord. May He give you a large experience and use you to bless and to help the souls who come to the sanitarium. There are many places to be worked, many churches to be warned. We need to consider carefully how we expend the Lord's means, but you have had experience on this point. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 15. We see in these words the importance that is given to the seventh-day Sabbath. It is to be held as a heavenly memorial, and its observance is the sign of obedience and loyalty to God. My brother, do not allow yourself to become depressed and discouraged. Do not believe all the reports you hear. Keep Christ ever before you, inquiring, Is this the way of the Lord? It behooves us to cultivate earnestly the things that are pure and holy and of good report. Remember that your life belongs to God. He has bought it with the price of His blood. We are, day by day, to prepare to meet Him when He comes in the clouds of heaven. Be of good courage, and keep the word of the Lord, which is spirit and life. Let nothing hinder you from forming a character that the Lord can accept. Keep your eye upon the mark of the prize of your high calling. You have experienced trials, but looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you may take courage and endure a little longer. May the Lord keep you, is my prayer. If you will allow the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit to come into your life, you will be a blessing to the workers at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I have confidence that you and Brother and Sister Cummings will exert a precious, united influence in that institution. Be of good courage in the Lord, that you may enjoy the fullness of His grace.